Hey, welcome to this episode. So this episode is not so much decluttering support, and I'm going to give you some very specific tips. This is me letting you know that for the month of June in 2022, I'm not going to be recording new podcast episodes. And what I would love for you to do is use the existing podcast episodes that are here. There are hundreds of them for you. Wherever you're listening, you can just scroll down and listen to what calls to you. And if that sounds overwhelming to you, because there are so many topics, a better option would be to go to my website, motherhoodsimplified.com/blog, or just motherhoodsimplified.com. And you can actually search the topic that you are looking for. So you can search clothes or toys or garage or overwhelmed, don't know where to start. Search on my site and a bunch of blog posts or podcast episodes or courses will pop up for you so that you can find what you're looking for. It's all there, which is why I'm totally okay with taking a month off to enjoy my family, to take a little bit of a break, a mental break from creating so that I can get some space to create new content for you, new episodes. And with that being said, I would love to hear from you. So in the description of this episode, you can find my email. It's Krista, K-R-I-S-T-A, if you can remember that, at motherhoodsimplified.com. And I would just love to hear from you and hear what kinds of episodes you would love to hear moving forward and in the future. Another option for you is to get into the free decluttering guide that I've created for you. It has a checklist. It's really a toolkit. Like, it's got a lot in there. It's more than just a checklist. I give you tips on creating a full, robust decluttering plan. I give you a just-in-case workshop to work through all of the reasons that you get stuck on decluttering and want to keep everything. There's a lot in there for you in that free guide. And when you do that, you get onto my email list. And my emails are highly curated. It's like my best content condensed into emails sent directly to you. And I do them in a specific order so that I can nurture you and I can support you in the way that I know best. There's a general flow of decluttering and support that moms need. And so when you get onto my email list, you get added into that so that you can consistently and intentionally be nurtured and supported and guided on your decluttering journey. So in the description of this episode as well is a link to get that free guide and to get onto my email list. That's a great option for in between these new episodes coming out. Bonus that I will also send you some of my most popular episodes for you to listen to via email as well. And why they're helpful for you. And which leads me to the last part of this is that I would love it if you enjoy this podcast episodes or this podcast show and you listen on iTunes, if you could rank and review the show. Of course, I prefer 5-star reviews. That just helps me get boosted on the algorithm. It helps other moms like you find me and get the support that you found here as well. So it helps me, it helps you, it helps all of the other moms who get to see this more because we're higher up on the ranks. And so it's a triple win. It's a win, win, win. We all win. And the way that you win just a little bit more is that if you leave me a 5-star review and take a screenshot of it before you submit it to iTunes, because otherwise it disappears for a few days while it's being approved. Take a screenshot of it and then hit submit. Go over to my email. Email me a screenshot of your review. And what I will do as a thank you is send you it's about an hour long surface decluttering workshop. And what this is me going through photos that moms who are in my Decluttering Simplified course have submitted to me. And I walk them through how I would declutter these surfaces in their home as if I were sitting there with them. And the beautiful thing about this, this workshop is that, first of all, you get it for free in exchange for your review. So I guess not totally free, but in exchange for your time and effort in leaving me a review. You get this and you get to see real life homes that probably look very similar to yours with a lot of the same kinds of stuff. and how I would recommend you actually start getting rid of those things. It's really helpful. It's visual. There is closed captions on there so that you can also follow along that way. But it's really helpful just to see it, because I can't come to your house, right? I don't do that. Maybe one day I will be like a traveling Marie Kondo, but right now it's just not on the radar. And so this is the next best thing in exchange for your review. So in conclusion, no new episodes for about a month, but still tons of ways to support you. Very deep, very intentional ways to support you. Head over to my site, search the topics that you're looking for. Listen or read to those there. Get into a course. Get onto my email list. If you get onto my email list, I'm going to be doing a decluttering challenge soon that you can be a part of. And you'll find it in my email list. So many ways to continue to get support. I love to practice what I preach. And in my course, Decluttering Simplified, I teach moms how to declutter intentionally, consistently, on purpose, and then to take a little bit of a break. And it's because we all humans need that, right? I do the same thing in the way that I run Motherhood Simplified, is I create, I engage, I support, I nurture, I do trial and error, I test things, I see what's working. And then I take some very intentional breaks, because you always need space to kind of take a step back and review. And that's what I'm doing now. So thank you so much for all of your patience and understanding while I do this. I'm excited for you to dive into the podcast episodes that have been around for a long time. And all of the content that maybe you didn't know existed, like everything on my website, the free guide, the courses, the challenges, the email list, all of it. So happy decluttering. I will see you when I get back in about July.